The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. I'm your host, Rick Thompson, and you are listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore College Radio. If you have a question during our show, you can call us at 518-580-5783. Or if you feel really good, you can go outside the door here and scream out a question. We'll take whatever you have. I just want to read the weather forecast before we get started with the girls here. And it's going to be a dangerous weekend, so I normally don't do this, but it's going to be crazy. Today, which is January 19th, we're over the middle of the month, and we haven't had much snow. But today is cloudy with snow developing late, high 17 degrees. The winds are north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow 90%, and the accumulation is 1 to 3 inches. Tonight, the periods of snow, the low is 13 degrees. The winds are 10 to 20 miles an hour. A foot or more of snow is expected. Tomorrow, we have snow during the morning, which will transition to snow showers during the afternoon. The high 19 degrees, winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, and we anticipate 5 to 8 inches of snow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the evening, then becoming cloudy overnight. A few flurries or snow showers, the low 4 degrees below zero, and the winds will be 10 to 15 miles an hour, which translates to about 30 below. So Monday night, the low will be 11 below zero, and the high Monday is 16 degrees with high winds. So it's going to be a crazy weekend, and hopefully everybody's prepared. If not, then I hope you get out there today before the crowds start buying up all the water and toilet paper and paper towels and think that they're going to be packed in for about a month and a half. But anyway, that's what the weather is going to be, and you can check it out and see what happens. But anyway, to our show. This morning, we want to welcome Nadine Sleesman, who is the secretary of the Saratoga Wilton Kiwanis Club, and Maddie Breen, who is the treasurer of the Saratoga Springs Key Club. And Key Club is the high school part of the Kiwanis family. So right off, I'm going to ask Nadine. Your first, Nadine. You picked the magic bean. So what is Kiwanis?
Okay, hi. Kiwanis is an international service organization, and it has chapters in countries across the globe. We work primarily in our backyard, taking care of youth and their family members in our community. And we also sponsor a variety of clubs, such as Rick just said, the Key Club.
And Key Clubs are in high schools, and we're fortunate enough to have a great Key Club in Saratoga High School. And we have a club at the Warren Washington County
BOCES,
which is in the Culinary Arts Program. And I have to make a disclaimer that I am a Kiwanian in the Saratoga Wilton Kiwanis Club, and I had moved up through the ranks to president of the club and then a lieutenant governor, and I'll explain what that means in Kiwanis for the state. So we'll get back to Nadine. Nadine, the first paragraph on the Kiwanis International page that I gave you, that it's a global community of clubs. Why don't you tell us what Kiwanis International is? And first of all, before we get to that, when I ask people that, you know, I'm in Kiwanis, I'd say a good 80% of people say, what is Kiwanis? Do you find that too?
All the time. people don't know what it is. They've never heard of it.
Right. But, you know, when they say, what is it? I always say it's a service club. And we hate to compare ourselves to other service clubs because each is unique in its mission. But I always say it's a service club like Rotary or Lions. But I said one thing that we do, we sponsor key clubs in high schools. Well, I know the key clubs. I mean, when I went to school, we had key clubs. And I said, well, that's what Kiwanis is. We sponsor children. Children are our priority. And even though I dislike calling high school students children because they're really young adults, and Maddie's laughing over there because you are a young lady, you're not a little tot. Our key clubs are very special to us. And every community has different needs. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how many members Kiwanis has in national?
Okay, we have, there's actually, we can be found in about 80 different countries, geographic regions, and also there's approximately 600,000 members in Kiwanis.
In Kiwanis.
And they also host and perform about 150,000 projects, service projects every mm-hmm. year. And those are done in their communities. For the most part, we focus on our own individual areas.
Right.
However, like Rick said, with the Kiwanis International, we do things for Kiwanis International also.
Right. There's programs. You know, I'm speaking as a host and a member, okay? So don't excuse me if I throw things in here that you were going to say.
No, go right ahead.
I have a tendency to babble, but and Maddie will bring us up to date in a little bit about Key Club because they're a very important part of the service end of Kiwanis, but to our club especially. They mean an awful lot to us and because they do a lot in the community and they help us out with projects. So we'll get to Maddie. And but Kiwanis International and the District of New York, which is the states are broken up into districts. Now, New York State is a standalone district, but there are some that are two or three states make up a district. And you find that like down south or in the Midwest, you know, you may have two states, smaller states that are created as a district. And on international products or programs, which we'll get into a little bit later, we also, as a Kiwanis club, take part in a few of those, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like the iodine deficiency.
Oh,
no,
okay,
and
yes. And two major ones.
Right, two major ones. And people say to me, and I'm sure they say this to you too, you know, why do you participate in something that's happening over in a third world country? Why don't you keep all your money in Saratoga Springs? And you have an answer to that.
A lot of people do ask that, but it is important to help developing countries to bring them up into where we are now. Plus, illnesses in other countries, what with the globe seeming to get smaller, does affect us in developed countries.
Sure.
Two of the things that we're working on are iodine deficiency and neonatal tetanus. The Eliminate Project has to do with neonatal tetanus, and we're closing in on $110 million. And what that does is we're trying to eradicate neonatal tetanus, and it's a deadly disease that steals the lives of nearly 34,000 innocent babies and women each year. Mm. And it's painful and deadly disease, causes extreme sensitivity to light, sound, contact, and it even prevents babies from enjoying their mother's touch. And this is a chance to help us, again, in a community, to connect the mother and the child.
And then the iodine deficiency program, and, you know, I can just put a little bit towards that, and you can correct me on some things. Iodine deficiency in third world countries, iodine means an awful lot to a thyroid function. And in children, it can cause mental difficulties or disabilities. What Kiwanis International did with the help of the local clubs throughout the world was to, I think it was a couple hundred million dollars, and they worked along with UNICEF to eradicate iodine deficiency again in third world countries. And almost to the point where 80% of iodine deficiency is wiped out, that, you know, it doesn't happen anymore. So there's less of mental retardation in children, and a lack of thyroid conditions, which could be lead to thyroid cancer in the mothers and fathers, because iodine, as we know it, I mean, it's in our salt, and that's probably the most normal way that we get it.
I think it is the primary source.
Yeah, primary source of how we get it. And you, as a former nurse, I mean, you can attest to some of the diseases that you've dealt with here in the U.S., correct?
As far as iodine goes, yeah, it can cause some serious things. The one that jumps to mind is Graves' disease, and that is a condition that affects the eyes primarily, and it can lead to blindness.
Well,
my brother has that. That's why I'm familiar with that.
Well, so I think when people say, well, why do you help out countries that, you know, aren't in our local community or aren't in our state, this is the reason why, because they have no resources themselves, and we take it as a part of our mission, working with enough like UNICEF to eradicate some of these diseases, and it works, and it led. We lead the fight in these things, and because it leads to better lives for people.
Plus, it sets an example.
Sure.
For other persons, and also for our key clubs, our other youth service organizations, and it shows that we care.
Mm-hmm.
That other countries, people around us, are important. Yes, our communities come first when we're working with them.
Sure.
But also internationally, helping people that need help, that can't help themselves.
Right.
That don't have the resources.
And it's primarily used for children, because that's our priority, correct?
Our priority is children. In fact, there is a program that lists its children priority one.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we expand out, like you mentioned, into the community. But children are who come first.
Yeah, now see, I joined Kiwanis because I thought it meant RIC priority one. But that's not, I learned right away that's not true. That's not how it works. But when we talk about Kiwanis and people not knowing about it, and why do we promote and spend money over in foreign countries, It's because of these things. And we are helping children. So we have a caller here, so we'll take the phone call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Rick. It's Uncle Jack.
How are you?
This is a frivolous phone call, Rick. Your subject is so important, and it's so life is so complicated. I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
I, being from Florida, I had to rub it in. You were started off talking about the snow and the freezing cold that you're getting.
Yeah.
We're predicting 77 degrees today.
You know what? I wish you didn't call because I don't want to hear that. But I will tell people, people that you and Aunt Marie lived in Syracuse almost your whole lives. And I think you're 52 now, aren't you?
87.
But you lived in Syracuse, which is probably the capital of the snow world.
Yeah, we were married for 61 years.
And that's great. That's great. But I'll tell you, 77 degrees. I hope you enjoy it and watch TV and see what we're getting up here.
Okay.
But do listen to what we do about Kiwanis, because may make you aware of when Kiwanis asks for help. You know what I mean? You'll know what it's about.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks for what you do.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As everybody knows, because I have a great uncle that listens to the show from Florida every Saturday. But the only reason, one of the reasons he called today was to say that Kiwanis is a great organization. But it was going to be 77 down there.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to let you know that he's in Florida, not up here. We're not expecting 77 degrees. So we'll come back to this, all right, and talk about what the Saratoga Wilton Kiwanis Club does. And by the way, if you want to make a phone call into the studio, our number is 518-580-5783 if you have any questions about Kiwanis, what we do, what we stand for. We're not a militant organization, although I don't know, Maddie, she looks like she's ready to pounce over there, but that's right. But Maddie, I want to bring you in now, and
hi.
You can say hi to everybody.
Thanks for having me today, Ray.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm glad you're here representing Key Club. I think it's so much better having a member here than when we explain it. We can hear it right from you.
Of course. It's a little more personal if you have a member in.
Exactly. Now, first I want to say that you do have a mentor from Key Club, correct?
Yes, I have a mentor from Kiwanis.
Okay, from Kiwanis.
Barbara Frazier, she's our club advisor. She's great. She's awesome.
Okay.
She definitely is our glue. She keeps us together, and she helps us stay organized and stuff.
That's excellent. And Barb happens to be vice president of our Kiwanis Club.
Yes, indeed.
But I know they do an awful lot with Key Club because they love it.
Yeah.
And it's fun being around young adults. Especially when you work together with them on projects. So why don't you give us a little bit about Key Club?
All right. Well, Key Club is our service leadership program of the Kiwanis International. It's our oldest and largest service organization for high school students. It's a great opportunity for, if you want to get service hours or if you just want to help the community. Building character and definitely developing leadership skills. I've learned a lot about leadership. And definitely I've learned more about myself and how much I really want to do for this community, through this club.
Now, I also think that the Key Club is one of the largest and longest product of young adults working on service projects in of all the service clubs. I think that's been back since, 1955,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, 1955.
So really, the Key Club, if I'm not mistaken, was the only service club for the youth in high schools for quite a long time.
Yeah, for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Our club's definitely been around. Key Club's been around a long time in the school. And we were actually able to, you know, form because of the Saratoga Springs Kiwanis Club, and which is now called the Saratoga Wilton Kiwanis Club. That's whom we're sponsored by. So without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Right, but, and that was, you know, back in that was back in 1955,
yes,
if I can remember. Yeah. So that's great. What's the average number of hours that members are required to perform?
So our members are expected to form 40 hours throughout the entire school year, and our school year is broken down into quarters, so we usually just tell students, if you could get 10 hours per quarter, that's what we would like, because there are four quarters in our school year, so we just kind of break it down like that, so then it's easier. 10 hours a quarter, it may seem a lot, but it's not difficult whatsoever.
Sure.
Yeah, it's definitely very easy to do.
Because you have a lot of fun together,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, and when you're working, having fun with the people that you work around, time goes by quick.
I've built a lot of really good friendships through the club, and I've definitely met a lot of people, like amazing people, that I wouldn't have met if I did not join this club.
That's excellent. Now, I don't know if I mentioned that you're treasurer.
Yes, I am.
Of the club, and you have aspirations to become another officer in the district.
Yes, I want to run for lieutenant governor.
Okay.
That was actually Barb's idea.
Okay.
Barb was the one who first brought up to me that she thinks that I would be good to run for lieutenant governor. I'm a little weary, I'm a little nervous, but I think I'll give it a shot, and then the worst that happens is I don't get elected. You
well,
know, like, it's not the end of the world.
No, but being a past lieutenant governor myself, and I'll explain what that is, each club is a member of a division, and there's 28 divisions in New York State.
Yes, there is.
We're the Mohawk Division, and sadly, as all service clubs are finding out, that membership is declining.
Yes.
And that's why we rely on our key clubs to work a lot with us. But the Mohawk Division once had, I think it was 19 clubs, and I think now we're down to about 7 or 8.
Yeah, we are District 15. That's like the district that we're in. We're called the District 15 Yetis, just a little fun fact. There are probably around 8 or 9 clubs that still remain with our district.
And Key Club.
And Key Club, okay. Yes. Some, those are the high school clubs, so like there's around 8 or 9 left. Maybe there's a few more. I can't remember the names
right,
of them.
Right, right.
But that I actually learned from our right now, our current lieutenant governor,
okay.
Michaela Bader. She definitely... She gets the information out, so I've learned a lot about what clubs are involved and what clubs have kind of stepped back
right.
in the leadership. But yeah, no, we've definitely faced a decline.
Right. Well, so do Kiwanis clubs. I mean, as I said, our division, which is the Mohawk Division, had 19 clubs in it, and we're down to 6 or 7, maybe 8. But they're all dedicated clubs. But over the years, if anybody, I mean, you have to think about this now, and you may think of this yourself. Years ago, you may have had more time to take part in, let's say, a luncheon meeting or a dinner meeting, and then you found yourself getting busier and busier, and instead of making time for that service club, you find other ways to occupy your time. I would suggest that no matter how much time you can put into a club, that you join a club. Even if you can only help out on the service projects that happen maybe on a week, Saturday or Friday. Now, you find that with your key club also?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So what you were saying before about like finding the time to come to our clubs, we hold our clubs after school, so it's, you know, we try to make it available for as many people as possible. So we have it right after school on Wednesdays, so it goes around from 2:30 to 3 o'clock, 3:30, depending on how long our meeting is and how much we have planned. But we try to do it after school because not only there's not as many clubs that meet after school on Wednesdays, but Also, our school offers late buses, so if you need to, there are ways of getting rides home still. There's still ways of getting transportation, and that's why we do it after school, because it's the easiest way to get as many members as possible to our club.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
How many members do you have this year in the Saratoga
This club? Year, I want to say we've registered around 30 or 40.
Okay.
Which is pretty impressive.
It is.
For a club.
It is.
Like that. It's probably one of the biggest clubs in the high school that has registered members. I say registered members because mm-hmm. of the dues that we have for our club.
Right.
We do have our dues, which are $13, $15, yes.
Okay.
They're $15. And just a little bit about the dues is, you know, portions of our money go to our Kiwanis Club and then to our state. And then we keep a little portion of the money, I think it's $2.
Okay.
For our personal club funding.
Okay.
But that's what I say by registered members, because some members kind of just come in and out, and they haven't actually paid the dues. But
right.
those are usually the members that do a sport or they have a job, and so they just like to come in and out and kind of participate in the service,
okay.
and they don't care about having hours or anything.
Okay, so you're probably looking at 1,200 service hours a year.
Oh, yeah.
With 40 members, if
yeah.
not more.
If not more, yeah.
So, and that is for our community.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it that way, that's awful impressive for 30 to 40 kids.
Yeah, we've got a dedicated club.
Yeah, and that's a lot of service work that wouldn't get done in our community
oh, yeah.
if it wasn't for
of
the Key Club.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of service programs that we do. There's a lot of things that we do every single year that have just kind of stuck. It's
yeah.
become tradition. So we have some of our volunteer service projects. Like one of my favorites is the apple picking that we do. It's actually like I guess sponsored by Saratoga Apple.
Right.
They let us go in. They let us spend maybe an hour or two picking as many apples as we can fill in a bag, and then we donate them all around the Saratoga area. So we donated them to personally deliver them to six different communities.
Okay.
It's usually, I know last year we did the Head Start program.
Okay.
So we've done a lot of things that, you know, maybe in need of more food or just in need of some kind of charity. So we like to donate as many apples as possible to the community. So we kind of reach out and get in touch with whoever we can donate to.
Sure.
And Saratoga Apple kindly donates all of the apples.
That's neat.
They donate every single one that we pick, and so that's definitely very very kind of them, very generous.
Oh, yeah.
So we're very thankful to be able to do that almost every year.
Well, don't you find that our area, and I'm sure this is the way of every area that has a Key Club or a Kiwanis Club, that businesses are very generous to service organizations.
Yeah, there's a lot of private businesses, very, very, very involved in the community, and they
mm-hmm.
want to definitely help out the community. So that's why we kind of get in touch with private businesses and Saratoga businesses around the area, because
sure.
a lot of them are willing to help us out and help donate and help out the community, which is a great thing to have in this city.
And I'm sure you the Key Club gets a lot more of that than Kiwanis, because who can say no to
a
young adult? That's right. That's right. I mean, come on now. You know, you probably, you know, like, oh, that's okay. What we used to do, pumpkin carving and bring cider and donuts to Wesley, which is a senior housing facility,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of the people couldn't get out.
Yeah.
And they remember when they were younger and had children that they used to carve pumpkins. So a Kiwanis member, a Key Club member, would carve a pumpkin at their table. And then they'd come around and serve cider and donuts, and the smile on their faces was awesome.
The best thing.
That's right.
It's the best.
And I'm sure that's the same way with you. There's probably a lot of people that can't get out and
yeah.
do apple picking, but they can
Definitely.
Remember when they did, and it brings back some memories
yeah.
of what they did. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great thing. I think that not only do we help our community by donating to them, but we also help our community in spirit, because, like you were saying, some people who can't get out, they want to help the community, but they can't. So, you know, that's where you get, like, we kind of will be your hands and legs and we'll do it for you.
Sure.
Like, you know, we're helping this community not just for ourselves, but for the entire community, mm-hmm. on behalf of the entire community.
Sure.
And I think less people realize that, but like, we're not just doing it for our club, for our school. Like, we're doing this for the entire city, the entire community, and we want
right.
to let people know that we're helping because you want to help.
And while you're doing that and having fun, you're fulfilling your service hours doing that too, which is important because I know schools require
yes.
students to do service hours,
yes,
but some of them probably don't have as much fun as Key Clubbers do.
No, definitely not. We definitely make all of our service projects as fun as possible.
Because I know we'll have Key Club members at our dinner meetings. It's hard to get to the lunch meetings.
Yeah.
All they do is sit around and laugh. They're having so much fun that they sit around and laugh.
Yeah, that's what we strive for.
That's right. What are some of the other projects that you do?
So some of the other projects, not all of them we haven't gotten into yet, but some of them we have planned for, you know, future. But Taste of the North Country is one that I've never actually been to because my schedule just hasn't been able to correlate. But it's one of our most popular service projects. A lot of people go to it. And it's a yearly event sponsored by the Glens Falls Kiwanis Club.
Mm-hmm.
So we go over and help them out. There's Key Clubbers from many many different clubs. This is an inter-club project. So
okay.
this Taste of the North Country, a bunch of people come in, and we all help out the Glens Falls Kiwanis Club.
Right.
That's one of the great ones. I've heard so many good things about that. I just have, unfortunately, not been able to do it.
Well, they were very they're a very large club. And matter of fact, I was inducted by... the Glens Falls Lieutenant Governor at the time. And I always, you know, we have a special feeling for the Glens Falls Club because of that. And with the Schenectady Club, too, because they chartered our club, sponsored our club back in 1952.
Yeah.
So we you know, it's amazing how clubs have... some connection
it's
with everybody
that we
else.
It's this almost bond. Like,
sure.
we're able to all look out for each other and we kind of have each other's backs. And, you know, that's a great thing that I've heard about the Kiwanis Club, that, you know, we kind of all, the communities work together.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like, after Key Club, even the Key Clubs, we work together too. We don't get to see each other as often because we're a school meeting. But, you know, when we do, like, for example, I don't know if you want me to go into this, but LTC, which is our leadership training conference.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most things, like the biggest things that I look forward to every year. I absolutely love this meeting. It's so much fun. So our leadership training conference, LTC, is going to be meeting March 29th to the 31st this year. We meet in the Desmond Hotel, which is a really nice hotel, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet up with key clubs from all over New York State. So we got ones coming up from like, near the Niagara Falls region, we have from the city, we have, you know, Western New York, Eastern New York, we've got them everywhere, and they all come to Albany, which is nice, because we only have to drive for, like, 40 minutes.
Sure.
But we meet from all over the state, and it's it's around 3 days, so we stay overnight for 2 nights. I kid you not, this is probably one of the most fun things I've ever been to, because... you meet a lot of amazing people. You meet a lot of people who are very, very, what's the word? They're, like, good at leadership. Like,
right.
You meet a lot of really strong-willed people, and that, like, kind of motivates you.
And get some great ideas
yeah.
that you can take back.
Yeah, we get, for the ideas, we get workshops. We do workshops every day that we're there to kind of learn more about what we can do for our club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last year when I went to LTC, I had just recently been elected for treasurer, so I kind of went in not really knowing what to do. But after LTC, I went to a bunch of different workshops that kind of taught me about what I should do to look out for my club, and what treasurers do, and how to keep up participation, and keep up, like, the strong will, and, like, keep people engaged. And
sure.
So that's definitely, like, the workshops have helped a lot with my contribution to Key Club.
Right. And I think, too, you're away from your parents.
Yeah.
So what that does is you're bonding with peers.
Yeah.
And you're gaining...
gives you a sense of independence.
Right, independence.
Yeah.
And you're gaining leadership skills and things you can take back. And that's good, because what grade do you have to be to become a member of Key Club?
A member of Key Club? Just like a general member?
Yeah, a member. Right.
Well, the second you start high school, you can join Key Club.
Okay, so that's ninth grade.
Yes.
Okay, because I know before ninth grade, we'll get Nadine. She can tell us.
Builders Club.
Builders Club?
Our Builders Club.
Builders Club is for the middle school. There's also a level for the fourth and fifth graders.
Right.
We also have Action Club, which is for kids who are disabled.
Okay.
So, yes.
So we got the whole family.
Key Club is the one, right now, is what we have.
At right. Point, we sponsor the Key Club, right? And also in college, they have the Circle K.
Okay. Yes.
Which is active. And a lot of, I have to tell you, that a lot of your former members that have graduated have gone to college that don't have a Circle K, and they have started them.
I'm a junior this year, but I've already been looking at colleges since like the end of sophomore year, because mm-hmm. I'm just kind of trying to get a feel.
Sure.
And some of the colleges that I've went to don't have a Circle K, and my mom's like, you should start one. Like, if you want to go to this college and you want to get involved, you should, you know, take the effort and try to start the Circle K.
Right.
Luckily, one of the top schools that I'm like looking at right now, which is Shasuni Oneonta, uh-huh. has a Circle K already.
Okay.
And so that's like, I'd be able to go right into the club, and this school also has a lot of things that I like, so, you know.
And with your experience in Kiwanis,
yeah.
you'll help out, but even if not, and you go to a school that doesn't have one, you can get a lot of resources from our district,
yeah.
from the New York district, and the club that's local to sponsor you.
To start a Circle K in the college.
Yeah, yeah. That's excellent. Now, I see that you also do a breakfast. Well, you help out the Kiwanis clubs, which Nadine will tell us about a little later, some of the projects that we have. But I saw one here, Adopt a Soldier.
Yes, Adopt a Soldier. That's one that is actually coming up very soon. We're trying to get the project started. So Adopt a Soldier is just club members, I guess, volunteer to run. I've never actually done this before.
Okay.
But I wanted to do it this year. Club members volunteer to run games and dress up as ghouls and monsters. Oh, yeah. So part of the Adopt a Soldier is our Halloween event, which is our haunted trail at Gavin Park, which is the proceeds for anything to do with that for the haunted trail. I don't know if you've ever seen the hayride, haunted hayride,
yes.
at Gavin Park. We have a lot of members. It's really popular. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to do it, unfortunately, but it's extremely popular. You go and you can actually dress up as like people in the woods and scare people.
Okay.
And all proceeds for the hayride and stuff that are raised go to Operation Adopt a Soldier.
That's great.
It's wonderful.
That
and I
is
know
great.
We're planning on doing something very soon to Adopt a Soldier, where Barb just mentioned this recently, where it's going to be like a cooperation project, so
yep.
it's going to be like a member and an officer working together for the project.
Okay.
So I'm actually thinking about doing the Adopt a Soldier one with a member of the club, and so that should hopefully happen very soon.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And let me tell you, if you dress up as a scary thing, please don't dress up like me, because people tell me I have a radio face, but if I had a TV face, they'd turn me off. So anyway, that's that. We'll get into more of the projects and when we have Nadine on, but right now we're going to take a short musical interlude break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. And I love that music. Anyway, I want to thank our Key Club, myself, and we have a guest on the phone who's a Kiwanis member and is involved in Key Club. So without further ado, I'm going to put Barb Frazier on. So we'll go right at that. Good morning, Barb.
Well, good morning, Rick. How are you?
Fantastic. How about you?
I'm hanging in. I wish I could have been there today. And I wanted to make sure that I gave a hello to Maddie and Nadine. And I appreciate what they're doing this morning.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Everybody said hi, Barb.
And I also wanted to say how proud I am to be involved in Kiwanis and Key Club. It's one of the highlights of my life, and I am so glad I got involved.
Well, we're glad you're a member of the Kiwanis Club and that you do so much for the Key Club, because I know they appreciate it.
Definitely. So
right now we're going to get Nadine back onto our club to tell us some of the things we do and some joint projects that we do together. So thank
you. Well, you guys have a great day, and I'll let you go on, but have a great day, and I hope you all survive this storm this weekend.
You too, Barb. Take care. Tell Truman we said hello.
I sure will.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Barb Frazier, and she is the vice president of the Kiwanis Club. So, Nadine, I'm going to have you now talk about the Saratoga Wilton Club and what is it that we do as far as in the community.
Okay, before I do that, I just want to say with Maddie, the energy, like I've attended some of the Key Club meetings that they have at the high school. And you walk out of there feeling with more energy. You could be as tired and just want to go home and put your feet up, but by the time you get out of the meeting, it's like, yeah, I can go out and I can do everything. I've just all of this. The meetings just roll right along.
Well, I have to tell Maddie that sometimes the Key Club embarrasses us. But because of all that you do. But I'm not going to get into that now.
Yes,
All right, Nadine.
You put us to shame, absolutely.
Why don't you talk a little about the Saratoga Wilton Club?
Okay, since Maddie was just down, I'm going to talk about a couple of the functions that we do. Well, I'll start out. I'll take that back. I'll start out with the other ones. We do a Reading is Fundamental program.
Okay.
And that members read a story to local preschool and universal pre-K classes. And we go in, we sit down, we read a book, and the kids all sit in front of us, and they usually scooch a little closer and a little closer, and they all compete for attention. But then after we read a story, we give each one of them a book to keep. And then their teachers take it, and we have a little sticker on the inside that says Kiwanis has donated it, and the teachers put the child's name in it. And the kids really, really love it. And so they all get a book to take home.
That's neat.
Once a month, usually.
And we have readers from our club that do that.
We have readers from our club. And actually, we even have a volunteer, a person who is not a member of the club.
Okay.
Goes out and reads also, because his wife is a member.
Sure, and hopefully that he'll become a member.
Yes.
Now, Maddie, do you do anything like go into... Well, you're in school, so it's hard for you to do that.
Babysitting.
To do the
I'm glad that you mentioned that. I do some kind of non-Key Club-related volunteer work. I've been doing it since around sixth grade. I go into the Caroline Street Elementary School.
Okay.
And I pretty much co-teach twice a week. I haven't been able to do it for a while because I have a job now, but I've been doing it since like sixth, seventh grade. I go in and help my old kindergarten teacher just with grading papers and schoolwork, so then she can kind of focus more on the kids and I can do all the behind the scenes stuff.
Excellent.
I want to be a teacher myself.
Excellent.
Elementary level teacher.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, Nadine, if I ask you for a book, would you buy one for me and somebody can come over at night and read to me?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I've got like Good Night Moon, you know.
No, I'm not thinking of, you know, anyway, all right. We have some other projects, aren't you?
Yes. We have the Thanksgiving food baskets.
Okay.
And every year, for as long as I can remember, in conjunction with the BOCES Culinary Arts Program.
Okay.
Different places, we buy some food, some places donate, and we put together, for this year, we put together 76 Thanksgiving dinner baskets, and they were distributed to families in need. And where we don't actually bring them to the families, different organizations, say like Franklin Community Center, Shelters of Saratoga, different places let us know what they need, how many
right.
baskets they need. We put them together, the complete dinners, complete with turkey and potatoes and everything.
Pies. Even apples, I think.
Apples, again, from Saratoga Apple.
Right. Yeah, it's a rolls, and it's really a complete meal.
Complete meal.
Stuffing.
So we don't ever see the people. We just bring all the baskets to whatever organization said that they needed them, mm-hmm. and then they distribute them.
Yep, that's good because they have, like you said, the list and the needy mm-hmm. families. So that takes it out of our hands and targets the neediest families. Okay?
Okay. We also, Maddie mentioned bell ringing, and that's actually, we do that for the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And that's actually one of my favorite projects. It's very simple. We stand out usually near Northshire Books on Broadway, and we're there, plus we have Key Club members, and one year the Key Club even did a conga line. A conga line. I know that's a real visual.
Okay. Yeah,
it
yeah.
surprised me.
Now, they don't sing Christmas carols.
They do. Sometimes they
Boy.
Do. Sometimes they do a little kick line. All of it, people walk by, they smile.
The bell ring, the bell ringing is done, the Kiwanis bell ringing is done.
We do it once a year, usually the first Saturday in December.
And it's at, located at?
Located at Northshire Books.
Okay, usually we stand out in front of Northshire Books, and the Key Club is also there with us, and we have a lot of fun.
Yes.
And so if you're downtown around then, stop by and just say hello and see the Key Club a Kiwanis member or two. And this is another project that wouldn't be able to be so much fun if it wasn't for the Key Club.
Exactly.
And some other?
Okay. We do Christmas gifts for children.
Okay.
And again, local organizations, they provide us with Christmas wish lists mm-hmm. From local kids in need. And we do the shopping. And again, I enjoy this. I like
right.
shopping. So we buy clothes, shoes, toys,
jackets, that's in clothes,
that need,
yeah.
Anything that they need. And again, we put it in a bag unwrapped,
uh-huh.
give it back to the organization that requested it, and then they give it to the families.
Okay.
And again, that's it makes you feel good. Another one that we have, and this is a big one, mm-hmm. Is a breakfast with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And it, for the past 10 years, we now know we've had it for 10 years.
Right.
It's provided children and their families with breakfast, games, crafts, story time with Mrs. Santa, books, visits with Santa, and pictures with Santa.
You have pictures with Santa?
We have pictures with Santa.
I wonder what Santa does other times of the year.
What does Santa do?
I mean,
I would sleep if I was him. Yeah.
I think he does. Yes. And is there still a piano player?
Yes, there is. There hasn't been for a little bit, but yes, my husband plays the piano.
Okay, and we happen to have the piano player in the studio.
Yes.
And I was going to bring a small piano so he could tinkle on the keys, but I didn't.
He's sitting here, Steve, monitoring.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve. Yeah, he's got a hammer over there, and if anything goes wrong, he's ready to swing it.
With the Breakfast of Santa, we have the Senior Citizen Center kindly donates a space.
That's
and we
neat.
Actually use the whole center.
Right.
We have breakfast in one room. We have crafts. Barb Frazier and the Key Club do crafts for the kids in another room. We have Santa and a toy shop in another room.
Mrs. Santa.
They're dressed up as Santa. They're dressed really up as Mrs. Santa.
Sure.
It is a lot of fun. And they all get a gift.
They all get a gift. And book. And
they get, if they sit down and Mrs. Kloss read with Mrs. Kloss,
right?
She gives them all a book.
All right.
And this is it's free to the kids, and we only charge $10 for adults. But the kids all
eat free.
Kids come in. I've done it before. It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
I remember for the first like hour or so of the event, I was actually sitting outside in like the entrance area with my friend, the media editor Ashton Fox. We were sitting outside blasting Christmas music and greeting people because we were told, you know, go out and say hi and make people feel welcome. So we blasted some Christmas music. We were dancing and we kind of just welcomed everybody that came in.
That's neat.
It was a lot of fun.
Now you what was the other girl's name?
It was our media editor, Ashton Fox.
Now Ashton.
Made me our president next year.
So now Ashton, since you mentioned her name, owes $5 to the club. Okay, she anytime our name gets in the paper or is mentioned somewhere, the Kiwanis member has to donate so much to the mite box as a penalty for getting their name mentioned. So Ashton, you owe your club $5. So one of the things when we started out with this, I remember Al Stahl and I, a member who's not a member anymore because he moved down south, but I think we had 75 people, and I see now you're up to 200 people
for the
kids.
Nearly 200. it can get pretty crazy.
And they, what's the breakfast? Because I remember the breakfast is great.
Breakfast is delicious. Again, culinary arts, they come in early in the morning, like 6:30 or 7, and it's... Oh, what is it? They have scrambled eggs. They have bacon.
They still do pancakes?
Waffles.
Waffles, okay.
Juice, coffee, tea. The kids also get to decorate cookies while they're out there.
Excellent.
It's really a full breakfast.
Boy, I think I'll dress up as a kid next year and come. Not only will I have a lot to eat, but I can eat free. Now, you said that the culinary arts program at BOCES does the cooking. We were fortunate enough that the teacher from the culinary arts school at BOCES joined
Chef
our club.
Chef Marine joined our club.
Right, Chef Marine.
After years and years of putting on. Well, the other thing that we do is about every couple of months, about four times a year, we go to BOCES and the kids put on a luncheon for the Kiwanis, and we have a meeting there, and usually we have a speaker. And always Chef Maureen was the person in charge of all the kids. This year, after her retirement, she is now a member, and very, very active, very active. So it's great to have her.
Well, Chef Maureen and the union president, who's also retired, were successful with donations of over 300 books for the RIF program.
Oh, yes. Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
So, and we're very glad that that Maureen has joined our club because not only is she a blast, but she's very, she makes you, I don't know, get into a good mood when she comes to the meeting.
Yes, she
you
does.
Know, so
yes,
it's fun having her there. I want to do a shout out, and I'll put money in the mic box when you're there, because I couldn't get her on the show, and Renee.
Ah, yes.
And Renee Law is a member of our club, and I've been trying for 2 years to get her on the show, and she wouldn't do it. So we've got Nadine, which I'm just as glad for, but we'll do a show with the three, we'll get Renee in here, and she can bring breakfast, so yes, to pay back.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. Now, you talked a little bit about the leadership training conference.
Yes, I did.
And that's coming up. Yes. You know, you can't plan anything like that too soon, because before you know it, it comes up. And so when is it this year?
So this year it's March 29th to the 31st.
Okay.
It's a good amount of money to go, but I just recently introduced the idea of doing a personal fundraiser for each member who wants to go to Barb, and she thought it was a good idea. So
okay,
we're going to hopefully just do a little something just for LTC.
Right.
The price without any kind of like funding or anything is $298, so it's a good amount
it's
of money
a little
for
steep.
Students.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of organize just a little, this is actually my mother's idea. Hi, Mom. It was a little idea of her to do a Hoffman's car wash, because we've done it in the past before. And doing Hoffman's car wash, like, you just sell little car wash tickets.
Right.
And 50% of the proceeds go to you.
Oh, that's neat.
So anything that you do, it goes to you. So we're thinking for people who want to go to LTC but may not be able to afford it, or just don't have that kind of money to spare for a three-day trip kind of thing.
Right.
We want to do this so then people don't have to pay as much money to go, and we can get more people to join, because it really, it is an amazing place.
Sure.
It's an amazing thing to do. So I'm trying to get as many people as possible to, like, you know, come along, because it
sure
definitely will be worth it.
Now, those people that are listening, if they would like to donate, let's say, to that program to help you go.
Yes, of course. Where, well appreciated.
Where can they send some information?
So if you want any information about donating, you can either contact our advisor, which is Barb Frazier,
okay,
which is, what is it, Barb Frazier
22.
Barb Frazier 22 at gmail.com. Or you can email me, my school email, because I am the treasurer, which is mbreen, B-R-E-E-N, at sscsd.net. If any listeners are interested in donating, that would be so much appreciated, and I think it'd be really nice to be able to get more members to come with us. So if you have anything that you want to, even just a little bit to contribute, you can email me or Barb and just let us know. Again, mbreen at sscsd.net. But yeah, it would be really, really well appreciated.
And I'll take that information and I'll mention it every weekend. Have you ever thought about starting GoFundMe?
GoFundMe.
I
haven't actually thought about doing that, but I feel like it would be a good idea if we could get more publicized.
Well, that and maybe some more local people would understand what it's for.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You know, I mean, because you're only looking for maybe a couple dollar donation.
Yeah, no,
or $5. They don't have to donate.
It's not something huge.
200.
We don't need like $100, you know, not even $50.
Right.
Like, literally just a couple dollars.
If you could email me something.
Of course.
And I'll give you my email address, or Nadine can give it to Barb, and I'll put it on the internet radio station. And also, I'll Facebook the information out to my Facebook
that
list.
That would be amazing.
Because I think the more members that go can get a little more understanding of what it is
The more members, I remember once I attended LTC, pretty much my mindset completely changed. Like, I just felt more dedicated to the club and more motivated. Like,
yeah,
it really gave me a wider look on just how important, just how big this club is.
I know, because when I knew you before you joined Key Club, you were a little bit crazy, you know. And now
I was a trouble student.
That's right. And now that you're in Key Club, you're thinking about becoming a teacher. You go to leadership training, and I don't know. It's all good, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Nadine, we have about a minute and a half to go, so why don't you finish up, and then we can have you on again in a couple months, because we've got some other Kiwanis things coming up.
Okay, yes. A couple of things I wanted to bring up. We do provide scholarships to both BOCES and the Key Club at the end of the year to seniors. We also have a possibility of a new project coming up, and that's bridge building that won't be in We won't be able to do that until the next school year.
Okay.
And that is also being handled by a new member to our club.
Okay.
And the last thing is we do have a fundraiser coming up in May, and that's our wine and beer tasting.
Okay.
And that will include music, silent auction, food, fun, and friends, because that's what you get a lot with Kiwanis is fun.
Right.
And friends.
Right, and food. I go for food. Also, there's some fundraisers that we do. That if you go to these fundraisers, you can stop over. We do the coat check for the Saratoga Springs Whiskey Night, which is on Thursday, Cider Night, which is on Friday, and the Beer Fest at the City Center in February. So you can check the calendar for when these events happen. And if you happen to go, just we're very visible. You can check your coats with us, and we'll keep track of them. If any of them look good, they may not be there when you come back. But anyway, we're pretty good. And then I just want to announce, why don't you announce when the Kiwanis Club meets, where?
Oh, we every Wednesday at Jacob and Anthony's on High Rock Avenue. We meet at noon. The meetings take about an hour and a half. They're not just all business, but we have lunch, we visit, and we do our meeting.
Right, and have a guest speaker as often as you can. And you also have one night meeting, correct?
We have an evening meeting coming up, and that is actually this coming Wednesday.
Right.
And that's going to be at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the Ripe Tomato.
You try and switch those around, I think, different restaurants.
Yeah, meetings, we do different restaurants.
Right, and there is a great guest speaker at that one, Kim Weir, who's the fundraising coordinator for the Retired Thoroughbred Foundation.
Right.
And that is a great organization. So if you'd like to come as a non-member to find out about Kiwanis and listen to Kim, you can do so by calling
or emailing me.
Emailing Nadine, and Nadine's email address is nader016@yahoo.com. I'll also have that in my Facebook send out.
Yes, you don't need to be a member to come to any meeting. You can just come in, sit down, enjoy lunch.
Find out what Kiwanis is. At the dinner meetings, we always have a Key Club member there.
Yes.
Sitting out like me, I can only make the dinner meetings because I work during the day. And if you're in the same position, you work during the day and you can come to a dinner meeting, but you want to take part in the service projects, the Kiwanis Club will welcome you. And the only person we really give a hard time to at the meetings is Renee. We do give her a hard time. So please give Nadine a call, nader016@yahoo.com. And I see by my timer our show is over, and I have to put